This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. All this week, we're looking at how Donald Trump's presidency could affect the lives of Texans. Today, healthcare. This week, President-elect Trump called for a quick repeal, and replacement of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The majority of Texans get healthcare through their employers, but over the past few years, the number of people in Texas who've signed up through the Affordable Care Act has grown. Here's a look at how the healthcare landscape could change for patients, employers, and hospitals under President-elect Donald Trump. If there's one clear, consistent message from President-elect Donald Trump over the past few years, it's that he hates Obamacare.
Obamacare is a complete and total disaster. So we're going to do repeal and replace. Very complicated stuff.
That's Trump speaking at his press conference earlier this week. So let's start with what could change for the roughly 1.3 million Texans who bought health insurance under the Affordable Care Act.
You know, anytime you look at people who currently have coverage may lose coverage, that's very troublesome.
Steve Love is president of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council. He doesn't want to see Obamacare repealed, but he is concerned that there are fewer, more expensive coverage options in 2017. He says that's partly due to the fact that some insurance providers stopped selling ACA products in Texas altogether.
The Affordable Care Act has got some issues with it and some problems. And, you know, even if the Democrats had taken the White House, it still needed some refinements.
Love says if Trump does repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, it's crucial to maintain what is popular, like coverage for people with pre-existing conditions and for children up to the age of 26. And he hopes
it would be a reasonable transition period.
Even before a Republican administration takes office, Texans who get health care through their work have already seen changes. Nearly half of all Texans buy health coverage through their jobs. And last open enrollment period, many noticed more bare bones, high deductible plans.
Those are gaining a lot of traction with employers.
Marianne Faison is president of the Texas Business Group on Health. She says employers are looking for ways to stem the rising costs of health care. They're scrapping expensive, extensive options like PPOs for high deductible plans and health savings accounts.
A recent survey I saw, or that we actually participated in, showed that about 25% of those that offer a high deductible plan with a health savings account or a health reimbursement account are making it the only option now. So that's a really almost a sea change in attitudes of employers.
Health savings or reimbursement accounts make it possible for employees to put aside money and pay for their own health care while avoiding some taxes. Donald Trump is a big fan. Here he is on ABC News.
Well, I'm okay with the savings accounts. I think it's a good idea. It's a very down-the-middle idea. It works. It's something that's proven.
If Trump relies on expanding these accounts, Faison says employees will need to study up and learn a whole new way of paying for health care.
How to go ahead and get your care because you have the money in your savings account and use that money for that instead of avoiding care. And that's a big challenge.
Individual care aside, Faison says midsize and smaller companies in Texas hope a Trump administration eliminates the employer mandate. That requires businesses with 50 or more full-time employees to provide affordable health insurance. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says that mandate has forced employers to fire workers.
Obamacare's employer mandate raised the minimum cost of hiring a full-time worker to $10.30 an hour for larger employers without increasing take-home pay for anybody.
Those numbers come from a report done by the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. Faison, with the Texas Business Group on Health, says some companies have had to add staff to meet reporting requirements and to avoid paying penalties.
If some of these things are relieved, that will remove a lot of the burden that employers have already invested in. And so I think there's probably a silver lining in the changes that will come along. But again, it's a period of adjustment.
Most people agree that period of adjustment for employers, for patients, it'll be a long stretch, not a quick sprint. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.